Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Moras Mishayichyu and the Refuas Sarah Leah Bas Rivka and Rav David Hanach Morna Minfrida Simcha and the schus Rav Pinchas Elimelech Ben Bela Freidel. It says in Parashas Pinchas, Uvnei Korach Lo Mesu, the sons of Korach didn't die. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? That they were be'etza tchila, they were originally in the etza to rebel against Moshe and Aaron, and b'shas ha'machlokas they had a hirut tshuva in their heart, and therefore there is a place in Gehenna that was made high for them, nisparat shalem makom kavua b'Gehenna v'yashru sham, and they dwelled there in that place in Gehenna. The Maral explains in the Gur Aryeh that when it says v'nei karach lo mesu, it's mashma they didn't die, but they also didn't live. Why? Because they were had a high place in Gehenna, because they were Mahir Tshuva Belev. They didn't do a complete Tshuva, and therefore they're not alive, but they're not dead. So this is very difficult, Maral, to understand. That they did a Hir Tshuva, we understand. But what does it mean that they were not alive, but they weren't dead? So we're going to go on the Derech of the Sefer Ayelus HaShachar on page Kuf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if a man marries a woman almanas shenit tzaddik, even if he's a Rasha Gomer, she's mikudesh, she's misafik, shem her tshuva belibo. Maybe he thought to do tshuva, and memele he marries her almanas that he's a tzaddik, even if he's a Rasha Gomer, she's mikudesh, misafik, because maybe he had a hero tshuva. There's a famous kasha on this from the Minchas Chinuch that he says, the Rambam says you have to do vidui bepeh. You have to do confession with your mouth. Where's this guy's vidui? He didn't do any vidui. So how can we say that he's a tzaddik? And his teretz is that even though his tshuva isn't mechaper and his avonos, for that you need vidui, but he's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. He had charat on the past. He accepted it upon himself for the future. So as far as erasing the past, he didn't do it yet. But as far as his status now he's a tzaddik because he had proper charat and kabbalah lost it. He just didn't do vidui, so he didn't erase the past. But right now he's the status of a tzaddik. That's the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch. However, he asked on this in the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos says that the Sari Mishtalech is Mechaper on essays on Mitzvah Saseh. And the Gemara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about where he didn't do tshuva, Zevich Rishayim Taweva, how's it Mechaper on him if he didn't do tshuva? The sacrifice of the Rishayim is abominable. And if he did do tshuva, then it's not only on Yom Kippur, but it's every day. You don't need Dafka Yom Kippur. So why Dafka Yom Kippur is he forgiven for the essays? So every day, if you do, you're over on a mitzvah essay and you do tshuva, you get kapara right there. You get mechila right there. So that's what the Gemara says. But according to the svar of the Minchas Chinuch, that you could be a tzaddik even though you didn't say vidui, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks, "Hi, essay echidami. Well, what type of essay are we talking about?" And then we say, "Either way, it doesn't work. If he didn't do tshuva, since zevach hashem tov, if he did do tshuva, then you don't need to come out to Yom Kippur." So Teretz is very poshut. Why don't we say that he was maharet tshuva belibo and he didn't say vidui? So his tshuva is not a tshuva. So we can't say lo zazam yishem achem machol. There's no mechila here because he didn't say vidui. So he's a tzaddik. And he's not a Rasha. And he has a kapar with the Sari Mishtalech. You can't say that he's a Rasha because he had a hira tshuva. And you can't say that lo zazim yisham ad shemochlim lo, that he gets immediate mechili even on a different day because he didn't do vidui. So we're talking about such a case, and then he gets kapar from the Sari Mishtalech. So then why don't we just answer the Gemara is talking about a case where he had a hira tshuva, b'zeil. And in such a case, he's miskapar b'Sari Mishtalech, and there's no problem with Zevach Hashem Tov, he's not a Rasha. And you can't say, no, then it's any day, because he's nimchol miyad, he's not, because he didn't say vidui. It's dafka Yom Kippur. Also, he asked in the Gemara in Zvachim, Amar Rava, that an ola is a dor and it's a gift. So it says, hechidam, either lack of tshuva, if he didn't do tshuva with this ola. So zevach rishayim toeva, it's an abomination. If he did tshuva, then you get mechila immediately. So what's the point of this ola? Without tshuva, he's a rasha. It's not miskabel. And with tshuva, you don't need the ola. So it must be that it's a dar and it's a gift. But here also we can say, no. No pshat in the ola is that he did tshuva b'daito, and he wasn't misvada b'svasav. So, in such a case, you can't say that he doesn't need this carbon because he already was forgiven, because he wasn't. Because he didn't say vidui. You can't say zevach reshaim to'eva. He's not a Russia. He did tshuva b'daito. So maybe an ol is really not a doron. Maybe an ol is really coming to be mechaper. Just he didn't say vidui, so he needs the kapara. And you can't say it's a zevach reshaim to'eva because he did tshuva in his heart. So, l'fi the svar of the Minchas Chinuch, both of these sugyas don't seem to shtem very well. Okay, with his svar to explain pshat in the Gemara and Kiddushin, that he was Mahar Tshuva Belev, and that's enough that makes him a tzaddik, even though it's not Mechaper. So even though the svar of the Minchas Chinuch, we have a difficulty from these Gemaras that we quoted, but it's mashma kidvar of b'psikta rabasi, arshim emdalit. It says there, shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem aloi kecha dorish rabbeinu ha-kodosh golo koicha shel tshuva, shekeven sh'odim mahara b'libo lasas tshuva miyadu oile. Lo ad asara milim v'lo asrim v'lo ad meya, ela ad mahalich chamesh meos shonim, v'lo ad rakiya rishon al rakiya shvi, v'lo ad rakiya shvi ala shio medes lifnei kisei ha-kovot. When a person's mahara tshuva b'leiv, it goes as zoyvait, so far, not only to the seventh heaven, but lifnei kisei ha-kovod mamish. And so said Hosea, the prophet, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Return Israel to the Lord your God. So lehedja, that here at Shuva belev, miyad olahu lamod lifnei kisei ha-kovod. Vomiskayim, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. So the Das HaRambam, that Vidui requires L'hoitzi B'Sfosov, we have to say, like the Minchas Chinuch, that here Belibo, even though the Tshuva is not a Tshuva of Kapara, nevertheless, it is showing a Tzadik. Because his here Tshuva is Omed Lifnei Kisei HaKovod, and he's called about Tshuva, Shuvi Yisrael Shem Elokecha. Aye, but how are we going to reconcile that with the Gemaras and Shavuos and Zvachim that we quoted? Zvachim Zayin Amid Beis, at Ola Doronu. Shavuos Yud Beis Amid Beis. So we could say as follows. This is in the third parak of Maseches Brachos. Rav Yonasan Hadar Bei Dom Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmanah Rav Yonasan Minayin Meisim Shem Sabrim Zayim Zeh Shem Rav Yom Rashem Eilav Zos Aretz Yishon Esbati Lavrim Tzul Yaakov Leymor My Leymor Am Kodesh Baruch Hu L'moyshe Leichem Or Lem Lavrim Nitzak Li Yankiv Shavuos Shem Esbati Lechem Kvar Kiyam Tia Liv Vneichem Visa Akadai Tuch Delo Yadi Kiyam Relehem Mai Have Ela Mai Di Yadi Rav Yonasan also reconsidered his opinion. Rav Yonasan said, from where is it derived that the dead converse with each other? It says, and Hashem said to him, this is the land that I swore to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, saying, I will give it to your offspring. What is the meaning of saying? It means that Hashem said to Moshe, go and tell Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov that the oath that I swore to you has already been fulfilled for your descendants. And if you should think that the dead do not know, then what is it if he tells them? They don't know. So what good is it to tell them? So the Gemara says, all right. Elamai diyadi. So say they do know. So lama lamemalu, what does he have to tell them for? So the answer is, says the Gemara, he's telling them so that they give credit to Moshe. L'achazuka le'tivusa le'Moshe. They should give credit to Moshe. So this is very difficult to understand. Before Moshe died, the Jewish people hadn't yet entered into Eretz Yisrael. They only came to Eivar HaYarden, to the Transjordan. So how can you tell the Avos that the Shvuah that was given to their seed was already Miskayim? The Maharsha is Omer on this Kasha, and he explains that since Eretz Sichon V'Og was already captured, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem showed Moshe Eretz Yisrael, so it's as if it was already captured. But this is very difficult to understand, because if it's because of the capture of Eretz Sichon V'Og, so this is not the Kiyum Shvuah Nesinas Kol Haaretz. And if it, that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael, because he showed them Eretz Yisrael, it's already captured. So the Gra in the Aderes Elio, Dvarim Gimel Chofhei, on the Pasuk Ebron of Eretz Eretz HaTobah Shebeivar Yardin Ahar HaTobah Zeh VeHalivanon, Zok the Gra, Bikesh Dal Dvarim Echod B'maisev Uhulav Eretz Yardin. V'gimel Dvarim Biriya Ve'eres Aretz Ha'har Ve'eres Aretz Ha'har Atoba Zeh Ve'halavanon Ve'im Neged Shnei Olamos Olam Ha'maitz Ve'olam Ha'machshavi Ve'goymer Ayin Sham B'divrei Ha'goyin Mi'vilna. So the Gra tells us that a person in this world is living in two worlds. He says Ve'im Neged Shnei Olamos Olam HaMaisa v'Olam HaMachshava. One is Olam HaMaisa and one is the Olam HaMachshava. Olam HaMachshava is a concrete world no less than the Olam HaMaisa. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to pass over the Jordan to come to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted, ideally, to do so in the world of Maisa. However, he was mistapik, he sufficed with the fact that he's going to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, that is Har HaTov, to Yerushalayim, and to the Makom HaMikdash, that's the HaLevanon, only in the world of Machshava of Re'iyah. That's what the Gra says, that he wanted b'maisa, l'avrasa yarden, and he also, at very least, b'machshava, that he should get to Yerushalayim in the Makom HaMikdash. So even though there was no entry before of Olam HaMaisa, nevertheless, haitak po knisa mamashit letocham be'olam HaMachshava, she'olam HaMachshava gam hu olam HaMashi, lo pachot me'olam HaMaaseh. The Olam HaMachshava is a concrete world no less than the world of Maisa. And because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone after his death to the Avos, and he could have said to them, B'shlichus HaMakom Shavua Shenishbati Lechem Kvar Kiyamti Levnechem. Because even though Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't over as a Yardin Bolam HaMaisa, he saw Eretz Yisrael V'Sahara Talva Zeba Levon Ria Mamoshis V'Olam HaMachshava. It was a concrete thing in the world of Machshava, and this Re'iyah is so strong. Through it, there is a kiyum of the Shvuah to the Avos to give Eretz Yisrael to the sons. And if the Shvuah hasn't yet been Miskayim in the world of Maisa, and the world of Machshava was Miskayim, and the world of Machshava is also called a world, and the kiyum HaShavua is called a kiyum. Shavua Shenishbati Lechem Kvar Kiyamti Levnechem. So you see that in the world of Machshava, of Re'iyah, it was already Miskayim. Another example, the Maharal and the Nesiv HaAvoda in Perek Beis. Zok the Maharal, HaTfila Hi LaHashlem Es HaAdam HaShu Choser. Tfila is to fulfill what a person is lacking. V'az Hashem Yisbarach Shomei Tfilaso Bakashoso Kasher Adam Hu Choser V'tzarech El HaShlama V'adam Unechshav Odom Mitzad HaDibur V'zul HaZeh Einoi Odom V'kasher Ein Odom Mimispal V'mavakish B'dibur Ein Kan Mekabel K'ko Mekabel M'vakish L'kabel MaShu Choser V'lakach Tzarech Shiyeh M'vakish Chesrono B'dibur V'az M'vakish Chesrono V'mashu Odom Choser V'ein Zeh Muchan LaHashlama Min HaIlo Rak Asher Yotzi Chesrono Asher Hu Choser Mitzad Shu Odom V'az M'Muchan LaKabel HaShlama Min HaIlo V'lfikl Tzarech Al Shiyeh Spalel HaOdom El Hashem Shu HaIlo B'dibur Ki B'zeh HaOdom Mitzad Shu Odom Az M'Muchan LaKabel HaShlama Min HaIlo Kasher Hu Odom Choser V'zeh Kasher Yotzi Chesrono B'dibur Shemitzad HaDibur Hu Odom אבל כאשר הוא מספל לו בליבו בלבד לא ניקר שמוציא חסרונו מצד שהוא חי מדבר רק אם הוא צדיק גמר והוא שכלי Az Hashem Yisbaruch Shomea Av Shekorei Al Hashem Yisbaruch Belibo Bilvad. The Derech Klal, an Adam Chai is a Medaber. And therefore, when he davens to Hashem, he's davening to him as a Medaber, that's Chaser. So you should daven as you are. You are an Adam Chaser. An Adam is defined by Dibur. And therefore, as a person who's lacking, you have to verbalize your tefillah. Because an Adam is a medaber. Nefesh chaya ruach memalala, says famously in Unkelos. Man was created as a speaking being. We have the highest level of speech. They say animals could communicate. Maybe animals could communicate, but you know, nobody's writing complex novels. You know, they're not saying such deep things. Nobody's giving deep lectures on astrophysics. You know what I mean? So that's a man. A man is a chai medaber, and therefore he has to present his chesaron to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a human being, qua human being, with dibur. However, if the mispal is a tzaddik gamur, and his ikar olam is the olam hamachshava, and not the olam hamaisa of a medaber, who's more klapei chutz, when someone's speaking, you're outwardly directed, but a person's living in his spiritual world of thought, so his tefillah is heard even when he rak, that's what the Ma'aral El Fiyot Ois, rakim with tzaddik gamur, who's sichli, if he's a tzaddik gamur, when he's sichli, then he can call out to Hashem in his heart alone. That we learn from Tfilas Chana, Raks Vasea Nos, Mikan Lamispalo Shiyachtof Misvasov, Sahani Mili Dafka B'chaim Medaber, Shkol Ikar Achaim Shelo B'Olam HaMaisa, Aval Tzadi Gamor, V'Sichli, Shikachayiv B'Olam HaMachshava, can be Mispalo B'Libo Bilvad. So, from Chana, we learn that you have to verbalize, you have to move your lips, but that's only Achaim Medaber. That his Iker Chaim is in the world of Maisa, but a person's a sichli, a person's an intellectual, a person's a spiritual. So such a person can even daven in their heart, and their tefillah is going to be heard, even without Sfasan knows. So the Fianal, we are prepared to properly understand that there is a tshuva be'olam ha-maisa, and there's tshuva be'olam ha-machshava. Be'olam ha-maisa, Adam Chai medaberu, u'kishem she'be'olam zeh, ain't philosophy elabadi. When a person's in the world of Maisa, he's a speaker. And just like in this world is tefillah's bedibur, so such a person, his vidui has to be bedibur. But olam ha-machshav, which is an olam ha-sichli, there his tshuva is accepted, even if he's not misvada b'sfasi. He says, mahara tshuva b'daito, b'libo b'uvad. So in olam ha-maisa, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Tefillah's ha-lev is not enough. So in the world that you send a sarlan zelzel in your makabah carbon ola, which is an oila ma maisa, tshuva belev bilvad, is not a tshuva. And somebody who's mahari rak bedaito. Velo is svad besvasav, is not called a tzaddik, he's called a rasha. Velo mechapelo a carbon, because of zevach rishayim toeva. He's in the world of maisa. In the world of maisa, you need a maisa dika tshuva, you need a verbalization of the tshuva. However, in the world of machshava, which is a sichli world, not olam adibor, it's an andre zach, it's a milsach risi. Kan advarim shebelev hem dvarim. V'dibur lemotara. Here, it's words are extraneous. Dvarim shebelev are dvarim, and therefore a person is called a tzaddik behir tshuva bovad. And this hearer goes before the kisei hakavod. And his miskayim shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, even if a person's mekadesh and nisha b'olam ha-maisa, amano shev tzaddik and he's a rosh, he's a mikudesh Hashem erit shuva b'daito. Because he didn't make a tenai that he's a tzaddik b'olam ha-maisa, he made a tenai that he's a tzaddik, and therefore he can even be a tzaddik in the world of machshava. So it's enough that he had a. So in the Gemara is there, we're talking about where he's sending a carbon. Sending a carbon, you have to be a. It's a zevach roshayim toeva. If you're only a tzaddik in the olam ha-machshav, you have to be a tzaddik in the olam ha-maisa, you have to do vidui. When a person be mekadesh inish, he says, I'm a tzaddik. He could be even a tzaddik in the world of machshav and not in the world of maisa. And therefore, faren for the kashas in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about olam ha-maisa. There, you need to do tshuva vidui befet. But when it comes to being mekadesh inish, there, he just said tzaddik. Tzaddik can mean even in the olam ha-machshav. So Mekim Tzurik, to the Bnei Korach, they did tshuva in their hearts. They didn't do tshuva gemura. They did tshuva olam ha-machshav and not olam ha-maisa. So they're also in the world of machshav and not in the world of maisa. So therefore the Maharal says, Bnei Korach lo meisu. It doesn't say Bnei Korach chayu. So the Maharal, they didn't die, but they're also not alive. So what does that mean? It means that they're living in the world of machshav and not in the world of maisa. So he's not dead because he's around in the olam ha-machshav. But he's not alive because he's not around in the olam ha-maisa. And that's what the Maharal means. Heimayu beitza tchilim l'siv b'nei korach lo meisu v'loksu b'nei korach chayu. B'nei korach didn't die, b'nei korach lived. Mash m'shalom meisu aval chayim nami lo ave. So they didn't die, but they're also not alive. In other words, nisbatzalem mokum govoa b'gehenim v'yashvu sham. They have this high place in Gehenim and they sat there. Why? Because they were maharat tshuva b'libam. They had tshuva in their hearts. So therefore they were alive. They were not dead, but they weren't alive. They were not dead because they were maharat tshuva b'lev. So in the world of machshava they were alive. But they didn't do tshuva gemur b'pes. In the world of maisa they weren't around. L'fikach lo chayim v'lo meisu. They weren't alive and they weren't dead. B'nisparat l'makom gavua v'yashu sham. They had this high place in Gehenim. And they sat there. And now we understand pshat in the Maharal. Not alive in the world of Maisa, not dead in the world of Machshava. Ve'am holchem b'choshech, ro or gadol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.